broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is the broadcast for May 31st in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to protect God, family, and country. We do it all, ladies and gentlemen, on your radio. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. And, man, do we got a bunch of news the networks refuse to use for you today. Welcome to the broadcast. All right, folks. Let's do a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast, available at libertyroundtable.com in archive format. The notes are there. The broadcast is there. Man, you can just scroll back and search for any of the archives. Tremendous free radio at your fingertips. We break it down like nobody else, folks. Check this out. Yesterday, we talked about the following items. The NYC, or New York City chapter of Black Lives Matter, they threw an exclusively Black Memorial Day weekend party, writes Amber Randall. And Black Lives Matters routinely hosts, quote, black-only meetings and events. Talk about racist. What if the whites tried to do that, huh? Nobody bats an eye when the blacks do that. But our buddy David A. Clark Jr., well-known Democrat sheriff from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who is black himself, tells us that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. There's no doubt they're violent. There's no doubt they're hostile. There's no doubt they don't like whites. You know, they say whites aren't really welcome to attend their events, but they're certainly welcome to send in the cash, right? Crazy stuff. All right, we also talked about White House Communications Director Mike Dubke resigned. Yep, he's out, and that's just the beginning of the big, massive shakeup for the Donald. We'll be talking about that as the broadcast unfolds today. If Donald and his team are listening, we have solutions for you, President. We absolutely want to help. Draining the swamp was a good idea, but you never got it done. We can help you get it done for real, my friend. We do want to help. We'll talk about it. White House leakers identified, writes LibertyNewsDaily.com. Check that story out. But the White House leakers are really a bunch of holdovers from the Barack Hussein administration, folks. The bottom line is you got leaks everywhere because Donald failed to drain the swamp, okay? It's that simple. We're not here to attack Donald, but we're telling you the truth. Had he gotten rid of these insiders that are Obama-esque, if you will, Obama holdovers, he wouldn't be having these leaks, okay? You also got to get rid of the Republican insiders, too. This is not a partisan discussion. It's a drain-the-swamp discussion. Drudge headline, Kung Fu Master breaks record by pulling helicopter with genitals. This is just the kind of news they melt down to. Why don't they focus on real news that could restore the republic, that could make America great again, huh? Obamacare rates expected to increase, believe it or not, by 23% in North Carolina in 2018 alone, Jack Crow writes. Blue Cross's Obamacare premiums have more than doubled since the passage of Obamacare made health insurance mandatory for most Americans back in 2014. It's doubled since then in just a short 4 years. CNN now pouncing on congressman calling for Fed probe of the Seth Rich murder. Jack Bertman is the investigator that said cops hid evidence and halted the Seth Rich probe. You want more details? WND.com has the breakdown. But this Brookman, said that he believes that there's a political motive behind the suspension of the investigation. And he goes on and claims that law enforcement authorities are colluding with the D.C. mayor. What is it, Muriel Bowser? Or Bowser? Anyway, the government watchdog group Judicial Watch has filed Freedom of Information Act requests with the police departments and the mayor's office to get to the bottom of this. Not only that, they filed a request with the FBI, but is the D.C. police more powerful than the FBI on this one? The cover-up of the Seth, The Seth Rich murder continues. Now, Sean Hannity tried to bring it up, almost got shut down, almost lost his job there. But now, Sean Hannity's back, and he's not talking about it anymore. If that doesn't smell of a cover-up, I don't know what does. But the TV, there's a digital online TV news network. They're boosting a reward to find out about the Seth Rich murder. Sean's strangely quiet. Sean, you caved for the cash, my friend. Don't do it, buddy. Don't do it. You'll never regret it. You know what? Wrestling with the hogs in that scenario is not going to turn out well for you, my friend. Just go ask Glenn Beck if you don't believe me. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live, still available at libertyroundtable.com. Tell all your friends, grow the message, donate today, libertyroundtable.com. Hour 2, we talked about the GOP goes to war with Roy Moore over Senate seat. Bottom line is, Greg Krombos writes the article. Great work over there. And it turns out that the inside Republicans are trying to shut down Roy Moore and derail him. The RNC funding against one of their candidates. How does an RNC, the Republican National Committee, back certain candidates and reject certain candidates when they're all Republicans? The answer is, it's a problem. And that's why we got election fraud everywhere. The RNC should sit back and say, we're not going to pick sides. Let the people pick their candidates. But no, big money at the RNC manipulating things. That's why Rents Priebus is up there in the Donald Trump administration, and Donald's thinking about getting rid of Rents Priebus. But the prince trying to stay there. Time will tell what's going to happen with that. But when you put leaders like that in place, good luck draining the swamp, huh, Donald? We also talked about this interesting headline, does parasitic worm spit contain the key to healing, asks USA Today. So you got this, parasitic worm spit they're using to try to heal folks. And then you got an Amish farmer out there using chickweed as a salve to heal people. That poor guy's in prison. Sentencing comes up June 30th. Our prayers are with him and his family. Sam Gerard's who we're talking about. You want to learn more about that? TheFreedomCoalition.com. Check it out. Get involved in the solutions today. But imagine, they're using worm spit, and they're wondering if that contains the key to healing. USA Today, major news outlets, major research, major funding, backed by governments around the world. That's okay, but you know what? You use salve created from chickweed by an Amish farmer, and no, got to throw the farmer in prison because it's not FDA approved. They say one small drink a day increases breast cancer risk. New study shows. Boy, howdy, we could have told you that alcohol has no good for anybody. Why is the government participating in the alcohol sales spoils with out-of-control taxation, huh? By the way, do you got the case of the Mondays? In other words, you get all bummed out and tired on Monday. Blame Sunday night, they say. What happens if you don't sleep for 24 hours? They say basically you're drunk. I don't agree with that at all. Although I think it's good to get sleep, I don't equate it to being drunk. There's a big difference. They say school should start later to prevent accidents and depression, scientists say. Well, I agree getting sleep is a wonderful thing, but we need to go to bed earlier, and electricity is one of the biggest offenders to make us all go to bed super late. Under Donald Trump, the government tries to not be explicit about climate change, a big old story about how the government changes terms to hide the Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030 or climate change or global warming or whatever terms you want to use. By the way, did you know that all those are mixed together? Climate change, Agenda 21, it's all working together to steal your property and to control the population on the planet. It's a tragedy. All right, are you addicted to your phone? Here's how you can tell. Writes the interesting last story that we talked about yesterday. And I mentioned that, you know, if you find yourself interrupting people, ignoring people, in rooms with people, and you're on your phone, oftentimes that's signs of addiction. When you're with somebody, look at them, spend time with them, don't be on your phone. You can tell people are addicted to their phones when they're sitting right next to each other and they're texting each other, for instance. Or when you're talking to them, they just literally rudely interrupt your conversation with their phone. Or when you try to talk to them in person, you can't because they're too busy in their, quote, digital virtual reality. Then you know there's problems. Learn to segment your life, folks. If you're constantly getting interrupted by your phone, you know it's a sign of addiction. It'd be like if all of a sudden in the middle of the radio program, I'm just like, hold on, stop. I got to check my phone. Anyway, I tried to get a hold of Kurt just a minute ago on the broadcast yesterday, and he's like, oh, sorry, I was on my phone. He was just joking, but he made the point very well, by the way, that those are signs of addiction, folks. Remember to balance your life. Would you please live in the present? Have respect for one another. Even restaurants are now giving people rewards to leave their phones at the door. It's that bad, folks. So get a handle on it in your own personal life and the lives of your family and children, will you please? Liberty Roundtable Live, that's a recap of yesterday's award-winning broadcast available at libertyroundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use starts in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Getting advice from a teenager is a little unusual, but please listen to me. If you find yourself pregnant and you're scared, I've got some advice because I've been there. My boyfriend wasn't ready to be a father, and frankly, he wasn't all that interested after I told him I was pregnant. My friends told me I should keep the baby because it would be fun. Well, having a baby is about the baby. It's not about whether I have fun. Some people told me my parents would help take care of the baby, but my baby still wouldn't have both a mom and a dad of her own. And that's really important to me. After putting my feelings aside, I made the best decision I could for my baby. Not because I felt it was easy, but because I felt it was right.
Adoption. It's about love.
I didn't give my baby up. I gave her more.
A message from LDS Family Services.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Times has an interesting article out. The headline, Challenge for Trump in Shaking Up Staff. Finding replacements by Peter Baker, and they have a bunch of people involved in this article. But they say back from overseas and confronting an unforgivable political environment, President Trump is increasingly isolated in the White House, according to advisors, venting frustration over the performance of his staff and openly talking about shaking it up. But as he considers casting off old aides, Mr. Trump is finding it challenging to recruit new ones. All right, they talk about the all the scandals from last year's election. And the president undercutting his staff is making it very hard for him to find staff members from the West Wing. Normally, those jobs are incredibly coveted, they say. But they're saying, you know what? It's so difficult to work for Donald, it's a problem. So they talk about Mike Dubke stepping down. And Donald has already interviewed four successors who were contacted by the White House who all declined service. They wouldn't be considered. Now, most folks said, we'll tell you that we don't want to be considered, but we don't want to be identified. Now, I find this fascinating because we don't know who those four are, but we know that they're from the swamp. You say, Sam, how do you know that? Because almost everybody that Donald has interviewed and or has put in place is from the swamp. Okay, these are all insiders with a very few exceptions. And when you dig into the exceptions that you think they're not insiders, they're revolving door insiders, to say the least. Now, let me give you some examples. Donald Trump interviewed two more candidates on Tuesday, writes the article, to replace James B. Comey, who he fired as FBI director, okay? Now, let me tell you about the latest two candidates Donald interviewed. You ready? The latest candidates were John S. Pistol. Now you say, well, I haven't heard his name, Sam. Maybe he's not part of the swamp. Oh, yeah? He's a former deputy FBI director who is administrator of the Transportation Security Administration, or the TSA, under President Barack Obama. You heard me. So Donald's thinking about interviewing a guy to head up the FBI that's a former FBI director who served under Barack Obama in the Transportation Administration. Now, is that part of the swamp or what? It doesn't get more swampish than that, does it? I mean, John S. Pistol, he worked in the Obama administration. He's been involved in the FBI before. I just don't understand why you would ever. I don't understand it. Okay, this guy's a consummate insider. Now, listen to the next guy that he interviewed. Christopher A. Ray. Ray is W-R-A-Y. I think that's Ray. Anyway, this Christopher Ray guy, you say, okay, I haven't heard of him either. Well, he was assistant attorney general overseeing the criminal division under President George W. Bush. Okay? Now, I don't mean to be rude, but those are both consummate government insiders. You don't want people that have worked for Barack, that have worked for George Bush, that have been in the swamp forever. You don't want those people, Donald. No wonder you can't get good people. No wonder you got to replace people over and over. My friend, they are inside the swamp. They'll stab you in the back and sell you down the river in about 3 seconds flat. Don't you know this by now, Donald? I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but how naive are you, my friend? Come on. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I'm not here to attack Donald Trump, Kirk. But I am here to document reality for Donald and anybody else who is willing to listen. Okay? You will never make progress if you don't drain the swamp. We find out the leaks are from old Obamaites, if you will. He should have got rid of them. Now we find out that he's interviewing folks for the FBI position from Obama administration, from George Bush administration. Doesn't he realize they'll stab him in the back and sell him out as fast as they possibly can? The New York Times on the attack, Donald continuing to be experiencing a siege from every side. Here's my headline to summarize. Trump failing to replace staff, finding candidates from the swamp not working out. But it's like, no duh, Kurt. Any thoughts?
Well, the swamp monsters are out, and they just keep coming, Sam. I mean,
but this is easily solvable, my friend.
That swamp thing, you know.
But, Kurt, this is easily solvable. Let me tell you what you do. You get a guy like David A. Clark Jr., and you make him your FBI director. Or you get a guy like Richard I. Mack to be your FBI director. Neither of those guys are part of the swamp. Neither of those guys will kowtow to the mainstream press. Look, David A. Clark Jr., a black man, literally calling Black Lives Matter a terrorist organization publicly. He's not backing down. Richard Mack, he's not going to go along with the swamp. He sued the Clinton administration and won. Not even relating to a sexual matter, but relating to real issues about the sovereignty of the states and any government official not literally tied to the federal government. Okay, he won, folks. Okay, these are outsiders. Those are two top names that I would literally consider. But see, none of those people are even being considered or interviewed, Kurt, at all. We're just too busy interviewing people from inside the swamp. No offense, but Donald's not going to do any better if he continues to interview swamp folks. Do you have any other suggestions of who he could hire, Kurt? besides those guys?
Well, you got Judge Roy Moore, you got Andrew Napolitano, you got Richard Mack, you got, I mean, that's a good start.
David A. Clark Jr. You got a lot of people.
Yeah, well, you already said him, so I didn't.
Yeah, you could do. You could hire Larry Pratt, Gunners of America.
Oh,
Eric
yeah.
Pratt, his that's son. Right. You could hire Tom DeWeese to shut down Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. I mean, there's a lot of people that you could hire. You could hire Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby, a lot of people up for the media. And there's a lot of folks that you could hire. But again, they say Donald just can't find anybody, Kurt. Nobody is willing to serve for him. If you look in the swamp, they'll either not serve for you or they'll serve you and stab you in the back, one of the two. All right, you got to get rid of Prince Rebus, first of all. You got to shut that guy down. He's your biggest problem. Remember, the RNC is the one that's attacking Roy Moore in Alabama right now. They're literally funding the demise of one of their own. He's been a Republican for a long time. He's as true blue to the Republican platform as you can get. He's pro-life. He's moral. He doesn't play games with gender or anything else. He believes in God's law. He made his stand over the Ten Commandments. You need a guy like that. Well, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, doing everything they can to shut down Roy Moore. Who was the leader of the RNC for the longest time? Prince Rebus, now heading up the Donald administration. No wonder your plans aren't working out, Donald. And until you quit trying to hire folks from the swamp, it's not going to get any better. And I'm not here to attack Donald, but I am here to lay out the truth. Donald, you will not do well if you continue to interview people. Now, as far as I understand, he was supposed to get an FBI director a long time ago, wasn't he, Kurt? It was like, you know, hey, we're going to have an FBI director imminently, or right away here, immediately.
Well, it just seems like so many of those things, we've got like way too many of them. We've got, and so, in my opinion, you could just trim them back, you know. Well, he's gone, so we don't need that anymore. He's gone, so we don't need that anymore.
Well, that's right.
Then you'd cut out the amount of the leaks, because you wouldn't have so many possible leakers, you know.
I got another guy that can serve in the FBI. His name is Rick Dalton. 20-year-plus police veteran as well. We're just getting started. We got several different sheriffs we could name as well. I mean, you could use Joe Arpaio somewhere. You could use Sheriff Brad Rogers somewhere. You could use all kinds of people. What's the sheriff's name on the front of Richard Mack's book, Kurt? She's a Texas sheriff, female.
I don't remember her name. That's right. Good point.
All right. Yeah. Put her up there. You know, if you need to kind of broaden it with some women, get her none. Okay, I'm telling you, there's plenty of people, and we're not just babbling. If you want somebody to head the Federal Reserve, you got to put my buddy Hans Verlin Anderson up there. Hans Anderson is the guy that literally indicted the Federal Reserve in a federal grand jury in the 80s. This guy's not playing around. He'll take care of business. But you got to get people from outside the swamp if you're serious. Okay, but no offense, I look at what Donald's accomplished, and there's a few good things that he's done, but I don't see anything earth-shaking, not a single earth-shaking item that Donald's accomplished. And now we get details that he's about to fail on health care. We'll tell you about it in seconds. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, brings us the details. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live with Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Reports are emerging that at least three members of the White House staff, all apparently left over from the previous administration, have been identified as leakers of sensitive information. They are all expected to be fired. They may face criminal prosecution. It's expected the president will want to make examples of them to show what can be expected to be happening to people in the future in the hope to discourage leaks. The European Union may be on its way out. That, according to one major insider economist. Frederick Erickson is an influential European economist. He worked in the Prime Minister's office in Sweden, then for the World Bank and J.P. Morgan. At a recent economic conference, he said, quote, the notion of the ever closer union has been very, very strong for more than 60 years. But now it's died. He debunked the idea that Brexit, or President Trump's EU skepticism, had anything to do with the end of the union. Erickson placed the beginning of the end 15 years ago when France and the Netherlands voted against the constitutional treaty. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, our buddy Matt Staver with Liberty Council. The headlines are warning that the GOP Senate is backing away from the repeal of Obamacare, citing sources that say GOP leaders are, quote, dragging their feet and, quote, running out of time. Forbes says the opportunity to repeal Obamacare may be slipping away. Matt Staver at Liberty Council says our analysis is that unless real progress is made in the next 30 days, the GOP will abandon Obamacare repeal and move on to other issues. So Matt Staver says, I'm instructing our Liberty Council action team to dedicate all necessary resources to fight and pressure key senators over the next several days. And I urgently need your help right now. Then he talks about donating, which I understand and we need it. But then he says, this is a critical moment in this battle. Our team is convinced that the next 30 days could decide if Congress passes any Obamacare repeal. And with abortion funding continuing to be one of the most explosive issues in the debate, we must stand strong for a bill that repeals Obamacare and defunds Planned Parenthood in the abortion industry. Now, whether you agree with Matt Staver exactly or not isn't the point. I don't exactly agree with Matt because I don't think the current bill that passed the House is repeal at all. But I will say that it will reduce money to Planned Parenthood, and it will stand for pro-life. And I personally think we need a straight-up-down simple bill to repeal Obamacare. Steve King had one. The Republican inside thugs ignored it all, put together this monstrosity disaster bill, sent it to the Senate, and now the Senate's about to fail. And now the matrix is, well, you got to support this failure or, it's going to be worse because we're going to get nothing done. But they've created the Hegelian dialectic against you and others. And even though we love Matt Staver, we believe he's kind of fallen for it a little bit, which is, you got to pass the bad plan or it's going to be worse. There is no option C or good options. I would say, you know what, then scrap that failed bill that's languishing and move Steve King's legislation through the House and push the Senate. But I don't really hear Donald Trump talking about this much. I don't hear the leaders that are constitutional in the House and the Senate banding together to talk about this. I've reached out to many of these people to see if they'll come on the radio and talk to us about it. None of them have time. They're too busy. Okay, and the bottom line is they're failing from within because we haven't drained the swamp, folks. And so I appreciate the plea from Matt Staver. But I see things slightly differently. Obamacare repeal slipping away. I agree with that 100%. What I don't agree with is that we've got a plan to do so, and if all we got to do is pressure the Senate to support the House bill and we're in good shape, that isn't true. I haven't heard Rand Paul speaking out about it much. Kurt, why don't you just search Google, say Rand Paul healthcare and see what you get, you know? I don't hear any of the leaders really talking about it. I haven't heard Mike Lee call me and say, Sam, can I get on the radio? We got to talk about this healthcare fiasco. They're about to sell us down the river. We got to really drill into this and fix it. I don't find any real leadership for solutions. Steve King put a bill in. Good for him. I support that. But I don't even know where that bill stands. I don't even know what's happened to it. I don't even know how many co-sponsors are on it, but it's not even being talked about. It's the cleanest single-page, single-issue bill out there that I know of. And so I appreciate Liberty Counsel trying to raise money, and I appreciate people trying to bring this to our attention, and I appreciate that the Republicans are going to fail. But I go back and say, what has Donald accomplished? What have the Republicans accomplished? They didn't drain the swamp. They keep their insiders in there. The inside Republicans are just as big of an enemy as the Democrats. It's the insiders versus the rest of us. It's just that simple. And anytime anybody stands up for real change, real reform, they're relentlessly attacked and their whole careers are destroyed by Republicans as much as Democrats on the inside. Kurt says, what is a Republican? He's right. The party's so factioned, so broken, we need to end parties entirely. The founders warned against partisan politics. We need to reject this big money that's influencing elections, and we need to hold people accountable. I'm not against people putting money in. They should be free to do so, but not when they're part of the Republican National Committee, a private organization that literally controls elections with finance and money and uses their, quote, insider influence to be kind of quasi-private sector, quasi-government, manipulate the party. They're literally attacking Roy Moore. No wonder we can't make any progress. But I don't even see the leadership that we would support, Kurt, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and others, standing together for any solid issue. What is the big issue that Mike Lee and Rand Paul in the Senate and some good people in the House standing for? I don't even know. And I make
my
living.
They're standing for re-election, Sam.
Oh, ho, nailed it. Kurt's spot on. That's the problem. See, and I'm not here to attack people, but I am here to say, really, take the top 10 conservatives in the House and the Senate, Kurt. Do you know what they're unified and standing on and trying to accomplish right now? I have no idea, and I make my living studying the news and studying this stuff every day. I have no idea.
Yeah, the main thing they're standing for is re-election. That's the main focus. And so then they just, most all of them, just put their finger in the wind and figure out, hey, is this something I need to talk about or no? And, you know, the only way you really move them along is like our buddy, they basically talk about the army of citizens, moving forward. If the citizens are for something, then they'll be for it as well, because they want to get in front of, you know, any different groups or whatever. And that's really what's going on. I don't see any real numbers, anything that's listed for Rand Paul lately. I see Mike Lee said he's saying there's no need to change Senate rules to get tax health reform done. There's not a lot, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. And I don't mean to be offensive, and I don't just mean to attack, but when Donald's having a hard time finding people and everybody he's interviewing and everybody who he has in their cabinets, with rare exception, is part of the swamp, and it seems to me Donald Trump's failing to replace staff, finding candidates from the swamp not working out. Obamacare repeal now slipping away. We could have really made some real progress, Kurt, but I'm telling you, what's the most successful single item the Republicans have accomplished, including Donald, since they all got elected? Can you think of the most valuable, earth-shattering thing that's been accomplished?
You're talking about a bill that it was passed and signed by everybody.
I don't care about a bill passed or signed, or maybe defunding something, maybe shutting down unconstitutional government, maybe moving towards pro-life, maybe shutting down the education department or changing education. I mean, what's really been accomplished?
Pick your item. If I had to list, I would probably put Gorsuch as, top. Item
and I would agree, but we still have yet to see how Gorsuch will govern.
That's right, but all I'm saying is he was at least on the list of those kind of judges, and then you've got the moves by the executive in the president's office to get money out of the hand of Planned Parenthood and restore the Mexico Accord, which is same kind of stuff.
And I commend those efforts, but I almost wonder how much of that is real versus how much is token. What I mean by that is, if you change that, all you're doing is going back to the way it was under Bush or whatever. And it's better than nothing, don't get me wrong, but at some point it becomes token if we don't push harder for pro-life. If we don't really start to defund Planned Parenthood, if we don't take the pro-life stance more seriously in our own country, at some point, I mean, it's better than nothing. I agree. But at what point is it just kind of, what's the word they use when they want to just satisfy somebody or whatever, but not really. Oh, there's a word for that. Anyway, at what point is it just kind of a token effort to appease? That's a word, appease folks.
That's right.
Versus when are we really pushing for an agenda, which would be pro-life here? So I don't mean to down that effort. But I guess I'm saying it's relatively insignificant just to go back to a Bush-era stance as the best you can get. Now, if it's the starting point, okay, I commend you. If it's the end game, I'm not sure we've accomplished much. Although I guess I will say every life that's saved matters. Ooh, all lives matter? That's crazy. Can you say that or is that racist? Okay, so in the mainstream press, no offense, but I see all the mainstream press just retooling themselves. Donald acted like he was against them, but, now Donald's passing out his cell number to all these foreign leaders. They say that he's violating, protocol and security, but you and I can't get a hold of the Donald. If our life's dependent on it, we can't get a hold of Donald. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live. You are listening to your favorite news network's refused to use talk show, we hope.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to givemelibertyfund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
My headline is Donald J. Trump fails to drain the swamp. Now let me give you some headlines on Google. You type in drain the swamp and it says drain the swamp. How Washington corruption is worse than you think. Donald Trump cabinet. Is he really draining the swamp? AskTime.com. In other words, they look at his cabinet and go, wow, that's just a bunch of swamp critters. That's all that is. Even Time, one of the most liberal rags, pointing this out. The swamp Donald Trump promised to drain is growing again, writes Newsweek. Will drain the swamp be Trump's first broken promise? Asks Politico and others. Over there at Breitbart, Sarah Sanders is even saying this. We've got to get back to draining the swamp. Boy, howdy, Sarah. Think about all that. What do you think? Donald Trump has failed to drain the swamp, folks. Now, some would say, Sam, attacking Donald's not going to help. My hope, folks, by this whole broadcast today is to hope to turn the Donald and his staff around. To get them to realize, look, if you continue to do what you've done, you're going to get what you've got. Which is nothing but corruption, scandal, political intrigue, backstabbing, leaks, letting go of one candidate or, you know, person in your cabinet for another. It's not going to get any better. Until you literally drain the swamp, it will not get better. And the only way you can really drain the swamp is find true political outsiders that believe in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, that believe in God, family, and country, that believe in the protection of life, liberty, and property, whether they be in the media. Now, look, he's interviewed four people to replace this goofball they let go in the media, right? No one's talked to me. No one's talked to any of the folks that I know in the media, Kurt. We've been some of the most helpful folks of all in the media. The only time we've criticized the Donald is when he betrays what he focused on the campaign trail that got him elected, mind you. When Donald stands for what he's promised, even if we disagree with this promise, we support him. For example, I don't believe that we need a wall at the border. I don't believe in walls. However, Donald promised to build one, and I want him to do it. He said he would. He got elected on that fact. That's the people's will. Let's get it done, Donald. Now, I've articulated many times what I think ought to be done about immigration. And it's quite a bit different. Kurt, you want to chime into this? I hope that we can somehow use this window of opportunity to turn it around for the Donald, or he's going to lose the whole gig.
I'm really not sure what to add, Sam. I mean, as far as I can see, there are key things that he ought to be doing. That's my opinion. I don't, of course, know everything of what, you know, he knows. I mean, there's just no way for that to happen. If I were him, I'd, you know, especially anytime anybody brings up any of this Russian thing, I'd say, hey, let's talk about Seth Rich. And then, you know, basically go into that. You've got a lot of good ammunition on that there. And, you know, then, like you say, you got to find people that, you know, you can work with that are serious about draining the swamp.
And so I don't know all the inside information, nor will I ever, Kurt, unless they put me on the inside. And so, you know, you could say, Sam, you're a great armchair quarterback, but you're clueless. You know what? You may be correct on that. But I know this, Donald promised he was going to drain the swamp. And he said we were going to have change and accountability and honesty in government. By the way, did you know that's what Barack said in different words? Donald says, I'm going to drain the swamp. We're going to make America great again. Barack said, we're going to have change and I'll be the most transparent president you've ever had. You see a difference in those two, Kurt, really?
Not really.
Well, but the only way there'd be a difference in those two is if they actually did it.
Yeah, I can see, at least in my opinion, there's a big difference when it comes to what's really happening. Now, I know that it's a lot less than we've all hoped for, but if I compare the two, you know, to me, I'd take Trump in a heartbeat over Obama.
Well, and I would too. And so this is not a discussion of if we'd rather have Hillary or Donald and that we think Hillary would be a better answer or that we'd want, you know, Barack rather than Donald. That's not the discussion in my mind. Of course, that's true any day of the week. But I'm talking about what we hope Donald will accomplish along with what he promised to accomplish versus what we've seen so far. And I'd be satisfied, like I said, if we got pro-life center stage. If we literally shut down the education department that Republicans have been promising to do for literally 50 years almost. I'd be satisfied with a pro-life stance, that, and auditing and ending the Federal Reserve. I don't ask for much. All I'm telling you is, you know, this is not about attacking Donald and saying, oh, he's worse than Hillary or worse than Barack. This is about what we hope to accomplish and what we hope to do to restore America or to make America great. I'd be satisfied with Gorsuch and Roy Moore and Judge Napolitano on the Supreme Court. I'd be satisfied with abolishing of the Education Department or the IRS or both or any of them. Okay, I'd be fine with significant tax reform. I'd be fine with ending Obamacare. There's plenty of things I'd be satisfied with doing, but I don't know that we've even done any of the significant milestones that Donald articulated. And I don't know that we're even close to any of them. And the only way that I know to get to those, for example, would be to put people in place to really take this seriously. Donald, we can help you, my friend. We can. There are ways to truly take on the mainstream press, and that would be to let folks look, if all these foreign leaders can get your personal cell, there's no reason that I, a well-known, time-tested American patriot citizen, can't get your cell number or get a way to contact you from time to time. But see, we're working on the Freedom Coalition, Kurt, thefreedomcoalition.com, to free innocents in prison. That ought to be one of Donald Trump's top priorities. But I just see more and more and more people getting in trouble, more and more people innocent in prison. While Donald has to interview more people to replace swamp folks with more swamp folks. That's what I'm seeing happening. I bring this up again, not to attack, but because if we're going to have any prayer of turning this around, it's going to happen fast. Donald's already been in office for how long, Kurt? 120 days or something?
Yep.
All right. He doesn't have much more time, folks. The election cycles are going to begin again in earnest if they haven't already. And every bit of this will be used against the Republicans. The do-nothing Republicans. The stuck on stupid Republicans. What jobs have been produced. Okay, a couple of token jobs here or there that have been highlighted in the news. Good for them, and I commend them. But in the real scheme of things, we have all kinds of jobs. They just don't pay enough money because the Federal Reserve hidden inflation reality won't stop. I'm glad for the jobs that we've got or that we've, you know, created or whatever you want to say. Brought back, whatever. But you know what? It's not enough, not even close. All right. Anyway, there you have it, Kurt. I don't mean to be so negative, but I'm telling you, we've got to do what works. And what works is get good, honest patriots from outside the Beltway in office to make a difference. You know, I'd grab Pete Sepp for the National Taxpayers Union and put him in charge of tax reform, Kurt's what I'd do. There's nobody better than Pete Sepp. He's incredibly articulate. He's been outside of Washington, but keeping a finger on that pulse for a long time. He's worked with Americans from all sides of the aisle, from outside the Beltway, and brought together some of the best tax solutions ever. He's done it for decades. You and I have been working with him for decades. That would be a great guy to bring in and say, look, this guy's going to help me shepherd through real tax reform. Okay, we can name people all up and down the line. You want to know who I'd put in charge of the Federal Reserve? Larry Hilton, our buddy that got the legislation through the state of Utah's legislative sessions to make gold and silver real currency once again in Utah. Isn't his name Larry Hilton, Kurt? I'd put that guy in charge of the Federal Reserve. He's an attorney, well-spoken. He knows the legislative process. He wrote the bill to get that done, and he was successful at getting it passed. I can name people all day long, my friend. Really? There are answers, folks. My goal is not to be negative, but we've got to clearly look at where the answers are coming from. What efforts are being made by whom, for what purpose, where, when, how. I might pick Joseph Farah to be involved in the news. Pick Joseph Farah, Donald. Right? I'd pick Michael Ferris to head up the education department until I abolished it. You can abolish these things like Kurt wisely pointed out, or you can pick good people to run them. I'd support the abolition of unconstitutional government plan, but nevertheless, if they'll put good people to run them, we have a prayer. If we continue to select from the swamp, then Donald Trump's legacy is going to be failure at every turn. Stymied by the swamp, eventually got him neck deep and eventually killed him. Not literally, but figuratively speaking. His whole political agenda shut down by the swamp. We pray that doesn't happen. We'll do our best to support Donald Trump and everybody who has that agenda. The question then finally becomes, is that Donald's true agenda to drain the swamp, to reduce the size and scope of government, to return to constitutionality, to make America great again? Is that really Donald's plan? If it is, my friend, reach out to us. We want to help. We would love to participate. Don't let the New York Times and others say nobody's willing to help the Donald. That's an absolute outright fake news lie, ladies and gentlemen. We stand for Donald, and we want to make America great again. Why? Because he's our president. We want to give him every opportunity to be successful. You want to donate and help us? LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. We declare this nation shall endure.